Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Chamber of Commerce event coordinator Alicia Davis about Ridiculous Day. An annual event in Washington is going to be happening the first part of June, but it's going to look a little bit different this year. Can you share what Ridiculous Days will look like?
Yes, so our Ridiculous Days is an event that we modified to be 3 days long, June 4th through the 6th, so it's a Thursday through a Saturday, and we are just kind of focusing on our retailers, and the Ridiculous Day event historically has been bargains and deals and ridiculous specials around the square, and so we're kind of turning that into a three-day long event with sidewalk sales from Thursday to Saturday around the square and around Washington at different retailers. And then we're also doing some virtual posts and information from the retailers so that you can shop online. And we'll be doing a live event where we'll feature the retailers and kind of do a tour of their stores and what kind of specials they're offering and a look at each of their storefronts. So that'll be a fun new activity that we're having. The tractor parade is usually on Thursday, and we're doing it on Saturday this year. So that's another really fun thing to look forward to for families. We'll have a longer route, so we'll cover more ground, and we're going to start and stop at the fairgrounds, and it'll start at 1:30 on Saturday and go until about 3:30. So I know all the tractor riders and the town will be excited for a parade to kind of celebrate. And we're bringing the parade to the community instead of the community coming to the parade down on the square. So this will be something fun and different and something we can do for our community that's safe. And
what has it been like trying to change plans and make plans during the pandemic so that people can enjoy stuff and support local businesses in a safe way?
Yeah, so I think it's been new and different, but we all just kind of come together to figure out a way to make it work. And all of our sponsors and businesses were really excited to have something to bring to the community at this time. And we're just all ready for something, I think, too. So even though it's different than what we've done before, we're so used to everything being the same each year. It was easy to work with everybody and figure out a way to make it work. And I think everybody's really positive and excited about it.
And with the ridiculous shopping deals, why is it important for people to continue to shop locally?
I think it's important because these businesses, they need our support, and we want them to stay here in the community, especially now. I think a lot of people are shopping local even more than they have before, and they're in town. They don't want to maybe go outside of the area, and I think it'll be good for our community as a whole if we continue to shop local and support our local businesses. Especially at a time like this. So,
and traditionally with Ridiculous Day and the Summer Classic, there's a lot of live entertainment. Will there be any kind of music this year?
Yes, we are lining up some local bands to perform online. And then we might have some solo artists too that will play some music online. And then we'll be able to share that video on our Facebook and our website. So we're excited. And I know the bands are looking forward to doing something. They're used to performing all the time, and it's kind of been at a standstill. And I think they're excited to have somebody to perform for again.
And we've been seeing some cash mobs happen recently. Will those be going on too?
Yes, Washington State Bank is going to be doing their cash mobs at GP's 207 on Friday night, and then at the Village on Saturday. So they're doing two cash mobs that weekend, so you don't want to miss out on that.
And if people have questions about what time things start or website addresses, is there one central place they can find all of that online?
Yes, they can go to our website, chamber.washingtoniowa.gov.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Chamber of Commerce event coordinator Alicia Davis talking about Ridiculous Day and the Tractor Parade. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.